fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. On Friday, the 7th day of December, the day that will live in infamy. Your prepper tip of the day. I encourage people to learn from what happened the 7th of December, 1941, the 11th of September, 2001. Learn from those events and learn that we must always be prepared. We don't know what any given day is going to bring. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Greenham, my friend, my personal physician, Dr. Leonard Wilbert, whose website is now up and running. I'll give that website here momentarily. We're going to talk about health-related matters. If you have a question or comment about health-related matters, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Dr. Wilbert's new website, only been up about a week or so. I'll say it and give the phonetic spelling. It's AccuTouch, Alpha, Charlie, Charlie, Uniform, Tango, Uniform, Charlie, Hotel. I say again, Alpha, Charlie, Charlie, Uniform, Tango, Uniform, Charlie, Hotel, AccuTouch.com. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John, and everyone listening.
Well, we have a worldwide audience. Yesterday morning, Doctor, I was talking to one of my listeners in Jerusalem. I talked a couple of times yesterday to a woman who lives in Canada, in Newfoundland, her and her husband. So you and I, sir, are literally talking all over the planet right now. And we're going to be talking about health-related matters. What direction would you like our conversation to go this morning, sir?
Oh, John, I have no idea.
Oh, I know you do.
It's always interesting when I mention AccuTouch and what it is. And I've been conducting a survey just to see if I could get an off-the-cuff definition of what it is just from what the name says. And what I've been getting is things like, oh, it's kind of like acupressure or acupuncture. Yes, that's close, but it's without the needles at all. It deals with the same system, the energy system of the body. And the energy system, the electromagnetic energy field of the body, is the governing system of all human beings. not the nervous system, and I'm going to correct that. They haven't done it yet. It is not a nervous system. You know what nervous is? Nervous is your knees are shaking while you're giving a speech. It's your nerve system. And so your nerve system is secondary to the electromagnetic energy field, the energy field that built you and the same energy system that runs you today. And so that's the system we deal with. We deal with the electrical meridian system, if you will, but we do it from touch. It's non-invasive, doesn't cause any pain. It works 100% of the time on 100% of the people. And as long as you're alive, you will need an update. So AccuTouch updates the nerve system, the electrical system. It brings your subconscious back to present time consciousness. What I mean by that is your subconscious was full grown the moment you were energetically conceived. Then repeat that. When the, this is going to be a little bit of embryology here, but it's okay. When the sperm from dad, and the egg from mother, before they actually united and became a fertilized organism, a fertilized cell, there was an electromagnetic energy field around each of those particular distinct cells. And as soon as the energy field overlapped in those two distinct cells, one from your mother, one from your father, that was you. So you were an energy being before you became a physical being.
No, I got something. I need to jump right in here, Doctor. People are sitting there thinking, I'm a Christian. What's all this New Age stuff? This is backed up by science. Well, seriously, this is backed up by science. And I'm going to give a small example. There's a photographic technique developed in Russia about 80 years ago, the mid-1930s, called Carillion photography, which can photograph the electromagnetic field around any living organism. It could be a grain of corn, a puppy dog, or a human being, doesn't matter. When you use Carillion photography on an acorn, the photograph shows an oak tree. Isn't that interesting?
That's right.
Go ahead, Doctor.
That's beautiful. Thanks for that insert there, because that is a
we lose Doctor? Doctor, are you there? Somehow we got cut off. He'll reconnect with us momentarily. I've got Dr. Wilbert's website here in front of me. And there's a way to sign up here to join him with his AccuTouch stress release difference that he offers for optimum health and peak performance. Just put in your name, your telephone number, your email address, and submit it to become a new client with Dr. Wilbert. He's right here in my hometown, St. Louis. Are you back, Doctor?
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, and then I lost connection, so there's
okay.
No telling.
Well, you're back. That's all that counts. Let's continue.
Yes, the Carillion photography verifies the energy field in all living things. The difference between the energy field around humans and, say, the acorn is that a tree doesn't think. A tree does not have conscious thinking. A tree cannot choose to complain. They only do what they're told and what they've been programmed to do, that's grow. And so that's the difference. Humans can influence their energy field, they're influence their physical body and the level of health that they are at this moment. And so the system is based on the principle that, and we talked a little bit about this the last time, when you came a fertilized egg with the field around that new organism, field, were used. They are recycled electrons. Sir Isaac Newton is famous for the term, energy is neither created nor destroyed. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. And Albert Einstein did a lot of work with energy and matter. Again, but he stepped on this track of quantum physics. And so once you became a single, combined, genetic, energetic organism, you were one cell big. Everyone started from one cell. In fact, your mother didn't even know. Certainly, she didn't know. She wasn't for sure. She may have had an idea. And she
Hello, doctor.
Told her to do that.
We lost your last two sentences there, doctor. The mother would know what?
The mother, when you're a single cell organism, the mother
and we lost doctor again. I don't know what's going on. Doctor, we cannot hear you, sir. Okay. Well, he needs to reconnect. I don't know why we're having these difficulties, these technical difficulties, but we will get Dr. reconnected and get back to his giving us his knowledge here. That's the nature of live radio as opposed to tape-recorded radio. We have issues to deal with, and we do. We deal with them. I'm going to have an interesting guest the first hour next Tuesday. Talking about energy-related matters and the politics behind that. I think you'll all get a kick out of that. I'm working with a public relations guy who's going to be getting me some interesting guests. He was previously a staff member of the United States House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. That's quite an unusual position to be in, to say the least. Doctor, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. Let's continue, sir.
All righty. And so in this early stage of development, when you're a single-cell organism, all of a sudden, well, it's not really all of a sudden, it's under the direction of the energy field, it tells that single cell to multiply and become two cells. And once you become two cells, a two-cell organism, they're identical, those two cells produce two more cells. Four identical cells, 4, 8, 8 to 16, 16 to 32, and the math is getting difficult, so you get my point. And so after a couple hundred thousand cells have developed, you decide, or the energy field decides, that it's time for you to differentiate. All of these cells are exactly the same, and right about now, your mother's pretty sure that she's with child. And so they start to differentiate and specialize. And these cells, a couple few hundred thousand, they divide into three distinct layers. How I learned anything other than embryology, I don't know, but I was going to chiropractic college because my son was born when I studied embryology. And it was just fascinating knowing what was happening every day in his development. So when you get these couple few hundred thousand cells, they divide into germ layers or different beginning layers, the inside, the middle, and the outside. Inside is called endo, E-N-D-O, derm, endoderm. So now these cells differentiate and they start to specialize into organs and glands. Oh, so you go from one single cell organism, now you're developing into organs and glands. Oh, my goodness. The middle layer, mesoderm, M-E-S-O-derm, is the layer that differentiates and becomes specialized in bones, ligaments, muscles, tendons, connective tissue, fascia. The outer layer, and this is what's fascinating, the outer layer is called ectoderm, E-C-T-O-derm. The outer layer forms your skin, the largest organ in your body, forms your skin, your central nervous system, your brain, your spinal cord, and all the nerves that go everywhere. And so the fastest way, the most efficient way to affect the nerve system is to touch the skin. Thus, the word touch, the acronym touch. I'll share that with you on a later call. So we can affect the nerve system by touching the skin. And then here's the other fascinating bit of information I'll share with you this morning. Every thought you have, even if you're conscious of it or not, now some people are not conscious of their thinking. Here's an example. Oh, what were you just thinking? Oh, nothing. Excuse me? You're conscious and you weren't conscious of what you were thinking. That's called random thinking. Every cell, whether you are aware of it, every thought, whether you are aware of the thought or not, affects every cell every time, either positive or not. So if you're not conscious of your thinking, you're randomly creating your life and your health. I teach conscious thinking. Be aware of your thinking, because your thinking affects your energy field, which tells your system, the human system is the energy field, your subconscious, which runs your body, and your conscious, which you think with, and your body's just going along for the ride. So it's your energy field, which came first, your subconscious, which knows how many red blood cells you have right now, and they're really important because they carry oxygen. Without oxygen, you would not live. Then there's your conscious mind. If I said, take your hand and put it on top of your head, you're able to do that with your conscious mind. When you were 3 months old, you weren't able to do that because you hadn't learned enough yet. And so as the individual is learning, the human being is learning, they're using their conscious mind to make decisions that affect health. Every thought affects every cell, every time, 100% of the time, and it's either a positive effect or not. And so our responsibility as human beings is to use our conscious mind, to choose to align with creation. Use our conscious mind to align with creation like every other creature, whether it's a tree or a badger, they align with creation. And give it no thought, because that's how they were built. That's how they were made. We as humans, and the smartest human being on the planet is a two-year-old. A two-year-old has been around for about 2 years and 9 months or so. And they have developed this idea that everything that they have seen and experienced and felt from the moment they could, they viewed it and processed it as true. So now that they have wheels, they can run around and walk and talk. They get to tell you what to do. And one of them is no. The human brain cannot fathom no, cannot fathom don't. It has no idea what stop means. I can give you an example. Don't think of a pink elephant. And it's too late. You just did. You just did.
Very true.
So it's like when you put the thought in, you thought about it, even though you didn't think about it. And so I have a phrase. Think about what you're thinking about while you are thinking about it. Think about what you are thinking about while you're thinking about it. And if it makes you feel good, keep thinking about it. If it doesn't, if it makes you feel less than positive, it is your responsibility to yourself and to humankind to change it to positive. Which gives
I got an opposite slogan there for you, Doctor. I got an opposite slogan. We got a break coming up. Here it is. It's not. Right. I can't take credit. Listen carefully. Those who are unaware of being unaware.
That's so true.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So somewhere but not aware that they're unwoke.
We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie. Oh, this is Mary Wilde Weaver, William was a gay deceiver, look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And when he put his arms around her, smiled as fierce as a 40-pound. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die. In Dixie, away, 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 down south of Dixie. Away, 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 down south of Dixie.
His face was sharp as a butcher's cleaver, but that
all right, we're back. It's J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 7th of December, visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert. His new website, only been up and running just a little bit more than a week. It's AccuTouch.com. AccuTouch.com, the phonetic spelling, here it is. Alpha, Charlie, Charlie, Uniform, Tango, Uniform, Charlie, Hotel. If you've got a question or comment, anything related to health, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Doctor, there's a small percentage of human beings that can see in the light spectrum of electromagnetic energy. That's where these drawings that come, these paintings from the Middle Ages, where you see the various saints and Jesus Christ with halos and a glow around them. There's human beings who can see in that light spectrum. It's a small percentage, tiny, tiny percentage, but you're aware of that also, aren't you, Doctor?
Absolutely. I know of a few people that can see the manifestation of the energy field around the human being. I am not one of those people. However, everyone can feel energy from another person. Let me give you an example. You're in a public place, and there's not only you in this public place, but there's lots of other people. And this person walks up beside you, and you don't know this person from anybody else, but for some reason, you don't like the way you feel standing next to this person. And so you just migrate to the other side of the room. Everyone has experienced that.
Yeah.
Or you met someone for the first time, and when people tell you who they are the first time you meet them, believe them. Quote from Dr. Maya Angelou, I think it was. And, you know, have we met before? No. Seems like I've known you forever. You're such a boom. There's that melding of the energy field. Here's another example of field-to-field communication. You've been thinking about somebody you haven't seen in a while. You've been thinking about them for a couple of days now, and say about the fourth or fifth day you get a phone call, or you randomly run into this person out somewhere, and you go, oh, you know what? I was just thinking about you. No, you weren't. No, yes, really, I was. That's energy field communication.
Right.
And so we have that capability. We just don't focus on this. I love those who are unaware that they're not aware. That's a profound statement, because you are always aware. You're just not aware you're aware.
Well, that's the difference between the conscious and the subconscious. Along the same lines, Doctor, it was a Friday before September 11th, 2001. I was stuck my head in the office of a very dear friend of mine I'd known since all the early 1970s. And I looked at, he had an officer in Clayton, Missouri, an attorney friend of mine that I'd known and worked with for years. And I stuck my head in briefly to just to say hello. And he's sitting behind his desk. And I thought, this is strange. Did somebody install a new light above his desk? It was fluorescent lighting, because he had this very warm kind of orangish glow about him. He's a Caucasian gentleman. And I thought, he's bathed in this kind of warm, almost sunlight type light instead of the coarse fluorescent light that I was used to seeing there in that office. And we exchanged a couple of pleasantries and said a pleasant goodbye. He was dead in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
He'd had a chronic health condition for 20-something years, a heart condition, and he was dead in less than 24 hours. I still have not communicated this to his widow and children. I need to do that, because it may give them some peace of mind knowing that.
Wow. That's powerful.
It is. It is.
That's quite powerful. The flip side of that, John, is you'd be surprised what you can become aware of when you become aware.
Absolutely.
You'd be surprised. That is exactly how, again, Sir Isaac Newton, he said, oh, the apple fell from the tree. That must be gravity. You think gravity wasn't here before he observed it?
Well, obviously not. Of course it was here.
Nothing new under the sun. We just observe differently, and we have a different level of awareness. That's why thoughts are important. Thoughts. Let me share with the audience another analogy. Most everyone is familiar with computers. And so, well, they told us computers are going to create less paperwork, but I don't think that's been proven.
No, no. It's more paper generated than ever. Yeah.
So
that was how they promoted these things back in the late 70s when we were just getting started in the infancy. We got a bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, Pearl Harbor Day, the 7th day of December 2018. My website is thelibertyman.com. I was talking to my webmaster, Tim Spencer, yesterday. We had a very pleasant conversation. He's working diligently to redo my website. We have a prospective launch date of the 15th of this month. We may or may not launch it that day. But he says, John, you're really going to like the way this website is going to be redone. So I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, at my website at thelibertyman.com, there's articles there that will educate you and inform you, articles that are backed up by very serious documentation. An article I mention frequently because it affects so many tens of millions of Americans, that's the matter of sodium fluoride being introduced into drinking water. The publisher of this article, the main one, is Dr. Hardy Limebach, the former president of the Canadian Association for Dental Research. Pretty serious credentials. And you need to read that. You need to check that out. Also at my website, of course, under shop, you'll find energy clinics for sale. A marvelous healing device. If you have issues with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. If you have a friend or a relative, Christmas is coming up, get them an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. You'll be very glad you did. Listen to my archive from yesterday's show. Steve Whitman gives the energy cleaner and myself credit for saving his life. Very dramatic show. Listen to yesterday's show. You'll be very glad you did. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Everything's right there at my website. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert, his new website. He's my personal physician, by the way, AccuTouch.com. That's Alpha Charlie Charlie Uniform Tango Uniform Charlie Hotel. Doctor, I got an email note during the break from a listener in Canada saying, great show, John. Keep it up. How about that?
Oh, nice. Very nice. The feedback is always encouraging.
It is. We can't see the live audience out there. We know they're all over the planet listening, but we can't physically see them. At some future date, that may be possible also, the way this technology is going. I could have maybe 400 or 500 icons on my screen here of people listening all over the planet. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, my goodness. That's taking technology to another level.
Well, the technology probably exists right now to do it. We just simply aren't.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. It probably exists. Yeah.
Well, don't forget to comb your hair and have a nice shirt on when I'm watching you, ladies and gentlemen. That would be nice. That would be good. And combing your hair is something you don't need to worry about, is it, Doctor?
What was that first part again?
I say combing your hair is something you personally don't need to worry about.
No, I've spent more time combing and cutting other people's hair now.
Right, right. Well, the Kojak look, if you don't have any really extreme bumps on your head, the Kojak look is certainly in vogue.
It is. It really is. And it's low maintenance, too. Low maintenance, yes. I'm thinking of making a YouTube video of when I shave with both hands. So it cuts my shaving time down to about 3 minutes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm not ambidextrous. My wife, Dr. Moore, told me that you're ambidextrous, so I can't go there myself. I'm slightly ambidextrous if I really pay attention. I can shoot a pistol with my left hand pretty good. Pretty good. So let's get back to the topic at hand, which is health and energy. And doctor, I've known for the past 30-something years, 35 years, dozens of chiropractors, because I'm married to one, obviously. And it's been my experience that men and women in that profession have an enhanced awareness of energy, more so than the general population. Has that been your experience also?
I would say so, John, because we are in the healing profession. Chiropractic has been around since about 1895, a few years after medicine came on the scene. And I know some very, very successful chiropractors. And so if chiropractic didn't work, it would not still be here. The medical profession would have succeeded in driving the chiropractic profession out. In fact, we've had to file several lawsuits back in the 80s against insurance companies. When I say we, the American Chiropractic Association sued the AMA, and we won, of course, because it has been an ongoing propaganda, if you will, to discredit chiropractic. And if you've ever been to a chiropractor who knew what they were doing, I mean, that's bad. Everything.
Well, my first interaction with a chiropractor was at the recommendation of a friend of mine. This would have been about 1972, along in there. I developed a hay fever in the spring. And I looked like I'd been in a tear gas attack with the symptoms. And I didn't like taking the over-the-counter meds because they made me drowsy and slowed down my brain. Yeah. So I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. So he says, John, there's a chiropractor he recommended I go to. I went to this chiropractor. I had one treatment and some simple dietary changes. And the hay fever was gone, and that was almost half a century ago, and it's been gone ever since. With that one chiropractic treatment and from simple dietary recommendations, the hay fever's mm-hmm. been gone ever since. So that was my wake-up call. And then not long after that, it was about, I guess about 10 years after that, I met my wife, and she gave me some treatments. She was a student at Logan, and I'd had chronic neck pain from rolling a car over three times when I was in college, end over end once, over sideways twice. I'd had chronic pain for a decade, and her treatments as a student took care of that. So I've been a believer in chiropractic for a long, long time, doctor, because it works. If it works, it works, right?
Works. That's right. It works. That's what keeps the profession alive, is because it works. And when I look at how things work, I mentioned on our previous shows, I was an engineer for McDonnell Douglas. And so in the engineering profession, you have say we have a manufacturing issue. And here's the solution. Okay, so that's where we start. We start from the solution and then work back sequentially through the processes to find out what the cause is. So once you find the cause, you can address the issue and thereby create the solution. And so the cause of all conditions, did I say all conditions? Yes. The cause of all conditions that you think you have, including heart attack, which is still number one, take you out of this physical realm in this country, death by heart attack. All conditions are primarily due to a communication between the brain and the body. And so there's various ways you can challenge, enhance, or improve that physical signal from brain to body. And I'll say again, it's more important. That's why we call it a timing issue. There may be some people on the call that are sitting there and their shoulders are holding hands with their ears. Well, that means you're stressing. You have to be stressing or bench pressing in order for that muscle to tighten up. And so if it's tight, that's because you're thinking of something that you don't even know you're thinking about. And it's creating interference in the signal going from brain to body and body to brain. The most important signal is the signal that goes from body back to the brain. That's more important than the signal that comes from the brain to the body. Let me give an example. We've heard of individuals that have been declared brain dead, but they can keep them alive using survival equipment, life survival equipment. But what does brain dead mean? Brain dead means that the brain is not dead. It's still kicking. It's just not getting the signal through the brain stem through the body. So now they can hook you up to life support equipment and keep you alive until they can figure out how to get you undead from your brain. And so it's more important that we send the proper message to the brain. Because your brain never, ever does this. Well, you know, Dr. Lynn, you sent me that message that was nonsense. I'm not going to pay any attention to it. I'm just going to go on and do what I'm doing. No. It doesn't challenge the electrical signal coming from the body. It doesn't challenge it. It only responds, and this is a very important point, it responds perfectly. Oh, what it? Your nervous system. Your nervous system responds perfectly. The chief of your nervous system is your survival system. Your survival system. It's only concerned with your survival no matter what. So it's perfectly willing to donate organs to keep your heart happy. You can donate a gallbladder. You can donate portions of your colon, the kidney, portions of your liver. It's all designed to keep you alive. Your subconscious cannot tell what kind of condition your condition is in. It can't, because in order to determine the condition your condition is, it has to be able to think, judge, and reason. And your subconscious can't do that. It cannot think. It cannot judge. It cannot reason. It only responds perfectly. Oh, really? It responds how? Perfectly. Yeah. See, creation is perfect. And I challenge anyone to say it's not. Creation is perfect. At least that's my personal belief. And so if creation is perfect, isn't humankind part of creation? Yes. Okay. Yeah. I believe we were created. Yes. Mm-hmm, sure. Well, then, what part of humankind is perfect? Oh, logic 101. If part of me is perfect, what's wrong with my knee? If part of me is perfect, what's wrong with my back? If part of me is perfect, well, it's the perfect response. And I shared this with our audience last week. We are perfect manifestations of imperfect thinking. You change your thinking, you change your life. In the world of quantum physics, like energies attract. You've probably heard this before. Birds of a feather flock together. Yeah, that's called like energy. Called like energy. And so your dominant energy created from your thinking will attract into your life the absolute manifestation of what you're thinking. Just like the sun's going to shine today and tomorrow. That's exactly how it works. And so thoughts, and I counsel people all over the planet, thinking is really, really, really important. But so is eating. You mentioned some dietary modifications, and then all of a sudden, bang, I didn't have this symptom anymore. Exactly. I heard on one of your commercials, the dulling down, the GMOs, the da-da-da. I've never owned a microwave. I've never owned a microwave. And the reason why is because way back long ago in organic chemistry, which I had to take, you know, I wasn't so fond of it, but it was part of my education.
Right.
We learned that molecules exist in pairs. Stereography. Yes, stereo. Molecules in nature. And there's a trans molecule and there's a cis molecule. They're opposites, like looking in the mirror of each other. And so we know about trans molecules. Those are called trans fatty acids. Bad for you. Bad for you. Trans fats have been banned in Europe for a number of years now. They're going to be banned here in this country in a number of years. I don't know when. But how come it's not banned now? If it's going to be banned later, it's bad. So microwaves, they're convenient, but they take molecules of whatever you put in there, and it changes the molecular structure from a stereo structure to a mono structure called trans molecule. Oh, sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yes. And so trans molecules is viewed by the digestive system as garbage. Garbage. It has zero nutritional value. And the body works extremely hard to eliminate it as fast as it can. But you give no thought to it. It goes in one opening and leaves the other opening, hopefully in the same day. But we give no thought to it. And so, yes, it's modern day convenience. It's food that has no nutritional value. So that's just one of the things that we have to modify is our food intake. Organic fruits and vegetables contain twice as many minerals as conventional. And sometimes it costs twice as much, too, but they're getting around that. It's getting...
The cost is coming down, Doctor. We're buying... We're buying pretty much all organic these days, and the cost is really coming down, and that's just a free market at work, is what that is.
It is, yeah. And most people are making the decision to ingest organic fruits and vegetables. And so thinking, eating, can you imagine, John, can you imagine putting the IV into your arm and mainlining McDonald's hamburgers 24/7?
Well, there's a lady, I don't know if she's still doing it. She goes around the country giving a speech, and she brings a 7-year-old Happy Meal with her that you can't tell it's more than a few hours old. Pretty scary stuff. Pretty scary stuff. It really is. We got our last break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
7-year-old Happy Meal.
Is a little song. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 7th of December, visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert, my personal physician. His website, a new website, only up and running a little more than a week, AccuTouch.com. That's Alpha Charlie Charlie Uniform Tango Uniform Charlie Hotel. Doctor, we're down to the last 3 minutes, sir. It's been a fast hour.
My time is flying by when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does, but, absolutely. Very fast hour. That shows, shows we're doing good radio when it goes fast.
Oh, yeah. So I have a, I wrote a document not too long ago. It's called Energy Field Management. Most of us focus on our body and how we're feeling. If you're feeling something in your body, don't worry. Be happy. The song is right on point. You can choose to be happy. Why? Because you are alive. And since you are alive, then you can make choices that affect how long you will live. Oh, my goodness, never thought about that. And did you say that my body responds perfectly to all the choices and decisions that I make? Yes. So you want a different response? Choose to act and think differently. And then I can help you with reprogramming. All cars require maintenance. Right now, your vehicle is sitting still, and the only thing moving in the vehicle is the clock, the transmission, the motor, the wheels, the drive shaft is sitting still. As human beings, we don't have that luxury. We must maintain our health through maintaining our thinking and our eating. Most important is movement. We'll talk about that a little bit down the line, but it's management of your thoughts, making sure you get in whole organic fruits and vegetables, hang out with happy people, choose to be happy, and then your life will change. It will change. There's no question as to whether it will. The question is whether you will choose to change your life.
It's a matter of personal choice, and that choice is critical. Before anything else can happen, right, Doctor?
That's exactly it. We live, and our bodies are representations of that. We live in a perfect stimulus response universe. And your body is a perfect stimulus response organism. What you do to your body is going to be instantly displayed in your life.
That's right. No, Doctor, thank you, sir. We are out of time. We are out of time. Have you back next Friday. We appreciate it. Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy clean, your essential oils now while you can. Be sure and listen to that second hour yesterday if you can on archives. You'll really get a lot out of it. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.